This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
That's me. And this is Saturday night, and we have a lot of fun, and we've got a big show for you tonight, friends. A big show. We've got the Ladies Lounge. We've got a special guest in the first hour. We're going to talk a little Don Trump Jr. I didn't say Don King Jr. I said Don Trump Jr. Anyway, I'm just getting the side eye from somebody. Side eye. Yeah, so anyway, Eric Bolling is going to be here, ladies and gentlemen. Mostly the ladies. Ladies are all about the Eric Bolling. Eric Bolling's new book called The Swamp. He's going to join us. We're going to talk about what it takes to drain the nasty mosquito-infested grossness that is Washington, D.C., Washington's murky pool of corruption and cronyism and how Trump can drain it. Eric Bolling. He is the he's the host on The Five. Not The Five. He used to be the host on The Five. Now he's the host on, what's that called, The Specialists at 5 o'clock. But it's at five, and he was at 5 o'clock on CNBC when he was there, and then when he went to Fox Business, he did The Bulls and the Bears at 5 o'clock. And then he did The Five at 5 o'clock, and now he's doing The Specialist at 5 o'clock. I think the guy likes 5 p.m. Eastern. It's just wild, crazy guess on my part. Anyway, he'll be with us coming up this hour. And then in the next hour, a lovely friend of mine by the name of Alice Stewart, who I originally met, I don't know, we were doing some sort of political conference or something in like the dredges of Iowa or somewhere, the cornfields, a couple of years ago. And really appreciate her. She's now a CNN commentator. She was with the Huckabee campaign and his fairly successful run in the primary in 2008. And then she was with the Huckabee campaign and the Cruz campaign in 2016. And she is now talking to the CNN. So it's good to have conservative voices over at the CNN, and I want the CNN to have more people like Alice. So she's going to be with us in the second hour tonight, and we're looking forward to chatting with her about a lot of different stuff. And I've got a feeling that my guest tonight might have differences of opinions on even the main stories of the day, like Donald Trump Jr. Have you noticed everybody is acting? Well, not everybody. The mainstream, for the most part, is acting like this guy committed treason. In fact, there was a Democratic senator, Tim Kaine. Guy was this close to being vice president of the United States. He came out and goes, "Oh well, this is evidence of treason." Treason? I wonder how that works. And you know what's interesting? I just ran across, Donald Trump Jr. and the Trump people are not without the need for some explanation on some of this stuff. For instance, how many people were actually in that meeting? Which the number has changed in the last 24 hours, if you're just joining us. It was just the three, or at least that's all the media was reporting. I don't remember ever hearing Donald Trump Jr. say that it was only three people. I remember hearing the media saying, "Oh, it was Kushner and it was Manafort and it was Junior, and the three of them were conspiring to change Rust Belt votes in Michigan and Ohio and Wisconsin." I don't know, but so the Russian lawyer they met with was going to change those votes in the Rust Belt. See, I don't know that, but what I do know is that the major media has just lost its mind in the last week, trying to prove this collusion narrative that they've been running with through 10 investigations and a whole bunch of months and still coming up with nothing. So now they have this meeting that supposedly took place between a Russian lawyer and Don Trump Jr. And the media wants to say that the Russian lawyer was connected to Putin, but we don't have any evidence of that, and she says she's not, so I don't know. But you know what's interesting about this? And it just hit me today. I was reading through an Associated Press piece on this latest wrinkle of these two other people that may have been in this meeting. And I ran across the funniest paragraph. In a statement Sunday, this is the AP saying this, in a statement Sunday, Trump Jr. said the attorney had indicated to the Trump people that she had information that people tied to Russia were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Clinton. A description that this new person that was in the meeting, Ahmet Shin, seemed to back up in his interview with the Associated Press. Hold the stable of horses right here. Just don't even let him go. Just go back for a second. Put that thing back up on the screen there, Nick. Why were they taking this meeting? Oh, well, because they had undermining information that might hit Hillary and be problematic for her and cause people not to vote for her. But what was the substance of the information that they had been led to believe they were meeting about? That people tied to Russia were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Clinton? Wait a second. I thought that this was all about how Russia was helping Trump. This little paragraph is in a major AP story. I haven't heard one media outlet discussing it. Not a single one. I find it to be rather amazing that the pretense under which they took the meeting was not because they were going to get money or that they were going to do whatever else. The pretense was they possibly had information that tied Clinton to Russia money and influence. This whole investigation is about how Trump is tied to Russia and Russian influence, not how the Democrats were. I wonder if Mr. Mueller's going to mull this over in his little special counsel. But there it is in black and white. Put it on the screen one more time, Nick, for the people watching on Biz TV and on Facebook Live. The statement on Sunday, Trump Jr. said the attorney had said she had information that people tied to Russia were funding the Democratic National Committee. Well, that would be collusion, would it not? If people tied to the Russian government were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Clinton, would that be collusion? Would that be working together? If Russia was sending money to the DNC and supporting Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Committee's candidate, wouldn't that by definition be collusion with a foreign power? And that's supposedly why Don Trump Jr. took the meeting. Not because they had some sort of ability to make the votes switch in the voting machines in Michigan and Wisconsin, but because somebody had said, you know that Hillary's tied to the Russian government, right? You know that when she said she's going to hit the reset button, she actually did. Like, they started paying Billy Boy millions of dollars. By the way, have you ever noticed the comparison between Bill Clinton's voice and a sheep? It's very similar. Well, you know, it's right there. But that, I digress. That's the point, isn't it? People are like, well, he didn't call the FBI. Well, he didn't have anything to call the FBI about yet. But who's to say he wouldn't have called the FBI? If the woman, which did not, by the way, have said information, had actually said, hey, here's the information, and oh, by the way, Hillary Clinton is connected. She's on the payroll of the Russians. The DNC is on the payroll of the Russians. I always thought it was odd that President Obama said, you know, there's no way that Russia could interfere with our elections. And then like 2 weeks later, he's like, now, Putin, you better stop interfering with our elections. Like, I never understood that part of it. We also know that this lady that Don Trump Jr. met with was let into the country without a visa by Loretta Lynch. The same Loretta Lynch that took that meeting with Billy on the tarmac. Hey, how you doing? She had let this lawyer, who, by the way, works primarily with Democratic people, she never worked with Republicans before. She's a Democratic fixture on Capitol Hill in terms of the lobbyist world, but she had not worked with Republicans. She seemed to have information that said that the Democratic National Committee was getting money from Russia and supporting Hillary Clinton. Is that what she was really going to meet about? Is there something there that needs to be looked into? For the last number of months, we have had night after night after night of Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews and all these other people saying, Trump and Russia, Russia, Trump, Russia. But what about the millions of dollars that Russia paid the Clinton Foundation? Why did the states that the nation states that the Clinton Foundation got receipts, donations from, why did they get 143% more weapons deals done with America while Obama was in power? There's a lot of questions that have not yet been answered. We will try to explore them before the evening's over. Eric Bolling joins me next. It's Radio Night Live from New York.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad you're with us, live from New York City. It is Kevin McCullough. We are on the great Viz Television Network, coast to coast. And we welcome a brand new station to the fold tonight. In fact, I am so pumped to have this one on with us, because if you are in the Connecticut, lower Connecticut area, the New Haven, Stamford, Greenwich areas, and the Long Island Sound, so the whole northern or western side of Long Island, you're familiar with AM 1490 WGCH, and tonight we are being heard there for the very first time, and we so appreciate the great people at AM 1490. It is such a fun night to be there. So if you're in the Greenwich, Stamford, New Haven, Connecticut area, AM 1490 WGCH, the Viz Talk Radio Network, helping us find a new home there. And I hope that we are in your home and your heart as well every week. All right, my next guest, I'm pretty pumped to have, I gotta say, because there was a point in time a few years ago where I remember the Fox News Channel had this little tiny closet of a studio up on the 12th floor. And my guest is going to know exactly what I'm referring to here, but it was a little tiny corner of one end of the floor, and they tried to turn it into a studio. They put some black curtains around and some lights, and they brought up an old desk. I think it was the original desk that was used by Hannity and Combs, so just two people, but it was kind of one of those semi-circle desks, and they put five people around this thing. And the guy that sat in the middle of that five-person set every time was my next guest, but he'd have a couple people on his left and a couple people on his right. And it was very something, because he had this idea, hey, let's have a cup of coffee and chat about what's going on in the news. Well, he liked the concept so well, he said, hey, let's turn it into something that we can put on television. And a little while later, there was a show with five people around a desk, semicircle in shape, called The Five at 5 p.m. And now that same host is sitting center table of yet one more television hit for Fox News Channel at 5 p.m. called The Specialist. And so it's with great welcome. I am glad to have he's also the author of the brand new book, The Swamp. But Eric Bowling, welcome to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Good to be with you. And you're right. Going way, way about 12 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, going back, I did. I put the five people around the table, and then it worked out so well. I sent a tape of that. I sent a CD or DVD up to Roger Ailes' office, and you know how things work. People, managers, producers got to think it's their own idea. We didn't hear from Roger for a while, and then next thing you know, he came up with this great idea of putting five people around the table on TV, and that.
Well, let me just say, he got the right guy in the middle chair, and that was of course you. But I remember those early I got to be on that strategy room test cable for a little while. Anyway, that was a lot of fun.
Brilliant back then.
I remember, I think my favorite time we got together, we had like Harris Faulkner, Geraldo, myself, a couple of other people, and there were literally seven around the table.
Roger Ailes
and I were on bar stools back behind the host chair.
I remember that.
We were all in there. It was a lot of fun.
I do, and I made sure the camera kind of framed out Geraldo so we didn't have to see him.
Actually, someone recently met Geraldo and came back to me and goes, Kev, he's a lot shorter than I thought he was. I said, yeah. You really did meet him.
He's a lot more liberal than I thought he was.
Well, I don't think anybody was surprised about that. Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the success of The Specialist. Talk about the concept of the show. I don't want any of my listeners to be listening to it because I'm on the radio at 5 p.m. Eastern. But for people that want to set their DVRs, I want them to enjoy it. But it's kind of a similar concept, but different. How?
It's similar in that the way this came down is when O'Reilly was parting ways with Fox, Rupert Murdoch had to an 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. He had a prime time issue. So he calls me into his office at noon, and he says, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the five down at 9 o'clock, move Tucker up to 8. And then congratulations, shakes my hand and said, you're the new host of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to put you in five people, center seat. I want the audience to see, not be jarred by too much change. I said, okay, cool, let's do this. He said, we'll figure out the rest later. So that's how the 5 o'clock specialist evolved.
This is now your third show with five people and you in the center chair. It's a pretty incredible run.
So I came from CNBC. Guess what time that show was? 5 o'clock. I come over here. The first show I do is Happy Hour at Fox Business.
Yeah, Bulls and Bear. Yeah.
Yep. I've been at 5 o'clock for 12 years now.
Yeah. Well, you know, five o'clock belongs to bowling. Let's just admit
happy
what
hour.
It is.
It's happy. Right. It's a happy hour.
Hey, well, congratulations on the success of that. And there's a lot of New York icons that I see pop up on there, and it's a lot of fun to watch in the commercial breaks. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll get permission from the big guys. Hey, congratulations also on the new book. Yeah. Just out a little more than a week ago, The Swamp, Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism. Before we talk about the book properly, Eric Bowling, New York Times bestseller, selling author. It's called The Swamp. Go get it on Amazon. It's from St. Martin's Press. Before we get into the book itself, though, your thoughts on Trump, the Trump effect since he's been president, where we're at with this Russia investigation, and just your general thought on where we are as a nation right now as we live and breathe.
And so a lot of what we do at 5 o'clock is talk about that exactly. And what I try to do is I try and bring some like logic and common sense to the Trump discussion. I've been pro Trump since day one, and he knows it. In fact, he tweeted about the book. One of the reasons the book immediately hit the New York Times bestseller list is he gave a kind of a check mark of approval.
Doesn't hurt to have 100 million followers.
And it also doesn't hurt to spend the day on Drudge right after the president tweets about you. So that all went down. But I try and bring some logic and common sense, a little counterbalance to what you see on CNN and MSNBC and New York Times and whatnot. And that, you know, if you listen to those publications, that media, you think half the country can't stand the guy. When the reality is you go out there and you talk to people, and it's a very pro-Trump country. Once you get out of New York City or L.A., and get away from the mainstream media. Look no further than what was going on in the economy. No one is really, I mean, you may be talking about it, Kevin, but the majority of mainstream media isn't. And the economy is off the charts. It's on fire. I mean, record highs in the Dow today. Again, record highs in the Dow every single day, record lows in unemployment. In other words, we have 153 million Americans employed, the very most it's ever been, the economy has ever had employed, ever. Housing prices, record high housing prices. You can't argue with that success. You can't give that to Obama either, because no one in their right mind who puts a dollar or a dime into their own business or into an investment does it because of something that happened in the past.
Right.
They only do it based on anticipation of looking forward. So,
well, that's the point I was going to make, Eric. This is all anticipating that we're going to get tax reform. This is just the effervescence that they have that Trump is a guy that will change things. When we come back, Erica, we'll get into the details of the book called The Swamp. It is your bestseller that has just come out, and I would agree with you. It doesn't hurt at all to have the President of the United States tweeting a check, you know, an approval of your book when he's got 100 million social media followers. Anyway, we're visiting with Eric Bowling, longtime friend of the Fox News Channel, and glad to have him with us tonight here on Radio Night Live as we continue live from New York. My name is Kevin McCullough. My website is TheBingeThinker.com, and you can follow us on Facebook. In fact, we're Facebook Living tonight. Join us now. Coming right back, live from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So glad to have you with us. Welcome. New York is a beautiful place this time of year, and nothing tells you that like the lights of Times Square if you're watching on Biz TV. We're so honored to have my guest with us tonight. He is the host of The Specialists at 5 p.m. on the Fox News Channel, and before that he was the host of The Five. Before that, he hosted some little strategy room show with five people around that table as well. But having said all of that, Eric, let's get into the book a little bit, because in all honesty, Washington is a murky place. Lots of scandal, lots of torrid affairs, lots of just disgusting abuse of power, etc. If you were to advise President Trump, where would you tell him to start the process of draining the swamp?
writing the book, Kevin, I started to investigate what the swamp was all about, and you're right, it's darker and murkier than anyone could ever have imagined, and I couldn't believe how much shenanigans were going on in D.C. You hear about some of them, you don't hear about the vast, vast majority of them, from lobbyists sticking money in politicians' pockets to change votes to, you know, sex scandals on the Hill. It goes on and on, and I wrote the first part of the book just to expose how bad it really is and how bad it's gotten. Real quickly, I was searching for a picture for the book, for the cover. I wanted it to be dramatic, and I happened to type in the swamp, and I hit D.C. in the search bar for Google already. I hit search, and the picture comes up from the National Archives, 1860, where they're building the Capitol building right on a literal swamp. The dome's not even in it yet, so I'm like, this is the right project. I put that picture inside the cover and the backside cover of the book, but the point is, it's unbelievable. You get to D.C., and it's like every politician's up for sale, and it's almost like the accepted norm there. So Trump is the guy to come and do it because he promised to drain the swamp. He's not a politician, and I think that's why he's getting so much pushback, not from Democrats, you expect that, but from Republicans. I've never seen the Republican Party so anti-Republican or anti-president as they are right now, because they're part of the swamp too. So I very, very carefully made sure that this book was nonpartisan. If you're doing bad stuff, you're going to get called out. Now, last part of the book, maybe the last third of the book, is recommendations to Trump to drain the swamp. And one of them off the top is I suggest, now a lot of people say I'm crazy, even Republicans say I'm crazy, I suggest he continues to tweet. I love the fact that man tells us exactly what's on his mind every morning, and then sometimes during the day. I want to know what the leader of the free world is thinking. Yeah. I love the fact that he goes around the mainstream media by doing that too. I think the most important recommendation in the book, and I've had conversations with Donald Trump. I was there in the Oval Office with him on May 1st. He calls me occasionally, and a lot of the recommendations are written in the book. But I think that businessman mentality that he brings to the Oval Office, in other words, the Oval Office becomes his boardroom, the American taxpayer becomes the customers, and he does the things that are going to be beneficial to us economically. Hmm. He's doing it. He started immediately rolling back regulation. That's very, very important. But also, when have you ever heard a president say, how much did that cost, and how much does this cost, or can we get this cheaper? You never heard that before, because no one president has ever done that. Donald Trump did it about his own airplanes, Air Force One and Air Force Two.
Yes.
He says, let me get the prices down. This isn't fair, and he's going to be flying around in the darn thing. So he is the right guy to drain the swamp.
Well, it was pretty amazing, Eric. And I was like many in the Republican field. I was supportive of another candidate in the early part of the primary when it became clear that it was a binary election between Trump and Hillary. There was never any question in my mind. And I had always kind of played with this idea: what would it be like to have a real businessman, and not just an average businessman, but an executive that had accomplished, to be running the country and kind of running it under the private sector standards? Is the project on time? Is it within budget? Is it to the client satisfaction? You know, the big questions that CEOs have to ask about their companies all the time. And what we have seen in this first few months is that's exactly how he's approached the operation of the nation. And I think that one of the things that's going to be hard for the other side to, even on this fake Russia stuff and all the other things that they keep trying to distract, he did what I hoped he would do out of the beginning of the administration. That is, he took a shotgun approach and said, I'm going to work on everything at once, very much like a CEO does. I've got, you know, all the different wings of the company. We're going to be pressing full force on all of them. And because of that, ISIS is on the run. Healthcare is going to get done. We're going to get tax reform. We're going to clean up our schools. We're going to offer entrepreneurs greater opportunity. And we're, you know, just across
the border's the more secure. It goes on and on.
Absolutely. Such a long list.
Turned around. I mean, he's done amazing things. And rolling back rags was a big part of that.
No, there's no doubt about that. Eric, thanks for being here. Thanks for the book. I want everybody to get a copy of it. It is called The Swamp, Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism, and How Trump Can Drain It. Eric Bowling, host of The Specialist, weekdays at 5 p.m. on the Fox News channel. But DVR that, because I want you listening to Kevin McCullough Radio in your local area or by way of the web here in New York on AM 970, The Answer, at 5 p.m. every weekday as well. Okay, we've still got a ton of stuff to come on tonight's big broadcast. And again, big thanks to Eric for sitting down with us. But when we come back, we're going to open up some phone lines and chat about some headlines. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
88676.
All right, glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. And, you know, I don't often do that this on this broadcast, but Monday through Friday I've got a show, a pretty well-liked show, actually. It's a show that emanates from New York, but it's on some 300 outlets across the country. And it's called Kevin McCullough Radio. And coming up July the 25th through the 28th, I'm going to be a part of a special cadre of hosts that are actually going to be broadcasting from the White House lawn
in part of what we are calling the Made in America tour. And I wanted you to be aware of it so that you could join me either on Facebook or online or on your local station. But we will be broadcasting from the White House. It'll be myself. It'll be my morning man here in the New York market, Joe Piscopo. It'll be Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Eric Metaxas, Michael Medved, all going to be part of it. And we're going to be talking to cabinet secretaries and administration high-ranking officials. I believe that we may even get an audience with the VP, you know, but there will be all kinds of people that that will be coming by. And if you can find the Kevin McCullough Show in your market the days of 25 to the 28th of this month, please do that because I think it'll be well worth your investment. And then be looking for the podcast, of course, on the Facebook page or on my website, TheBingeThinker.com. My podcasts are all at SoundCloud.com, and you can become a subscriber, get every show for free delivered to your inbox. So you don't have to do anything to get it. Everybody else charges for their podcasts. I don't. You can get mine for absolutely no cost in your inbox. And it was very cool. I got a letter this last week from a woman that wrote me from China. And she said, Kev, I listen every single day. And I'm like, because my Mandarin is so good. No, she's I think she's an American missionary. And she wants to know what's going on in America. And she has decided that Kevin McCullough is a voice that identifies the issues that are important to her and that she trusts. So very honored to have that. Now, over on the Facebook page, we've got Facebook Live going tonight, and we've got people that are leaving comments on different things. Wayne, I mentioned Tim Kaine earlier this last week, said that Don Trump Jr. had committed treason for meeting with the Russian lady lawyer. Wayne writes, you're correct. Tim Kaine did say it was treason because that is one past Catholic part-time priest that just does and says some very questionable things. Combine that priest thing with the politician thing with the accusatory thing, and it turns into a nightmare. I did not know Tim Kaine had been a clergy or on the pathway to become part of the brethren, as they may be. All right, so that was. But if you've got a different people are weighing in from different parts of the country. Ben Slay says, "Hey, San Jose, California, out here. Hey, we see you." And someone weighed in from Maple Valley, Washington, I think I saw as well. So. Anyway, glad you're with us, and if you're joining us on the Facebook Live, it's at the Kevin McCullough page on Facebook if you want to see that. All right, I do want to go back to the Don Trump Jr. thing for a second, because, and this is really, really vital that people understand what has been said. The story has changed a couple of times. People are saying, why does the story change? How come there's more people that were in the room than was originally reported? How come people didn't remember that they met with this person? And those all may be very, very legitimate observations about Donald Trump's memory or lack thereof. Donald Trump Jr., Jr.'s lack of memory, etc. The way that they describe it, it was such a nothing burger of a meeting that they all left and there wasn't anything there that was discussed. But it was the premise of the meeting that everybody seems to be all entangled about, right? So if it looks bad, if it could potentially be collusion, et cetera, people are interested in the motive. The motive. Why were they meeting? Was this a Russian government official that was bringing the dirt on the Hillary that was going to change people's views of her policies, and suddenly they were in love with her, and then all of a sudden they hated her. They thought she was the best thing ever, and then because Donald Trump Jr. took a meeting for 10 minutes with this woman who is not part of the Russian government, somehow that caused people all over the Rust Belt to not vote for Hillary. I don't understand the argument. I don't understand how they're getting to that collusion accusation. But I found it astounding today that no one in the media, none that I have seen this discuss. I haven't seen Fox talk about this. I haven't seen CNN, MSNBC. Certainly haven't seen the networks talk about it. In the Associated Press story today that was discussing this extra person that had come to this meeting, and Nick put the note up, I grabbed the paragraph out of the Associated Press article. The person's name is Akhmetshin, I guess. It's Russian. I don't know. I don't get the pronunciation guides.
But the AP has this in the middle of this article, says in a statement Sunday, Trump said the attorney said she had information that people tied to Russia were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Clinton, a description that Ahmed Shin backed up in his interview with the AP. So evidently this person that was in this meeting did a private interview with the AP. This person said that was the pretense for the meeting. The lawyer is said to have said by Trump Jr. and some of these people that this was the pretense that they invited them to come for. So here you have a rather significant caveat to the entire discussion that has been completely ignored by every media outlet out there. The pretense of the meeting, if the extra person that was there is telling the truth, and if Don Trump Jr. is telling the truth, and if some of the other people that were there are telling the truth, the pretense of the meeting, the motivation, the reason he took the meeting, this is what everybody wants to know. Was it to collude? Was it to say, we're going to give you the secret codes to the ballot boxes, and you're going to be able to hack into the voting machines and change the votes from Hillary to Trump? In fact, it'll just happen on the screen as soon as they cast the vote. Was that the pretense? No. What was the pretense? The pretense was to inform the Trump campaign that Hillary Clinton and the DNC were getting money and support from the Russian government. Oh. Well, don't you think we should look into that? Does anybody think it would be a good idea to look into that? Do you think that might be relevant in the discussion of a campaign colluding with a foreign power? I guess that was just something we didn't need to uncover. But the Associated Press did, in the article that I just quoted from, that ran today, by the way. Multiple people saying the pretense of the meeting was they wanted to let the Trump people know that the DNC and Hillary Clinton on the take from the Russian government. Coming right back, I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be with you. Thankful for those of you watching on Facebook Live tonight. Thank you for those of you watching on Biz Television. Thank you for those listening by way of awesome radio networks like Biz Talk Radio, the Salem Media Group, GCN Live, and a few more. There's some ABC news radio stations. There's some Fox News radio stations that are picking us up. We've just got a whole cacophony, 300-plus radio stations, 66 million television households, and we couldn't be happier than to be with you every Saturday evening. Thank you so much for being here. Coming up in the next hour, Alice Stewart will be with me, and we will discuss the first-time visit to the Ladies' Lounge, and we will talk about all kinds of things related to politics as well. So stand by for that. I want to say thank you to a very special sponsor tonight. Mr. Mike Lindell is somebody that came along a number of years ago, about 3 years ago, and I had not met him up until that point, and when we quickly became friends, and I introduced him to a bunch of my other friends, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Joe Piscopo, the comedian, lots of other talk show hosts in the industry, he and I had just hit it off on every level. I remember hearing his story again and again, kind of getting the heart for what he wanted to do with his pillow company. And it may sound corny or cheesy or whatever. I was moved by it. I thought it was admirable. He wanted to use pillows to help change people's lives, whether it was giving them a job in his pillow-making plant in Minnesota, whether it was getting people a good night's sleep when they bought the pillow, whether it was helping other people get jobs through their phone center and other things, and now using the money for his philanthropic work literally worldwide. Just an amazing thing. Well, he has come, and kind of in honor of that, he has said, Kev, I want you to offer everything in the MyPillow universe 50% off. 50% off everything on the website, everything that they make, up to 50% off even on the human bed that you can order when you call tonight. And I don't know the price on it. I know it's the most expensive thing that they sell. But here's how you do it. You just call this number, 800-506-2641, and you use my promo code, KMC. 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Buy as many pillows as you want. Buy as many Giza sheets as you want. Get as many dog beds as you want. Get the mattress toppers for every mattress in your house. Do whatever. Do everything that you want to do. He's going to give you 50% off everything that you purchase if you use my promo code tonight. So go crazy. Get people birthday gifts. Do whatever you can to help people. That's what he wants it to do. And here's why it works so well. The patented fill on the inside of the pillow helps people get into REM cycle sleep the very first night. Worked for me. It's worked for me for over 3 years now. I've never, when I've used a MyPillow, never gotten into REM cycle sleep. He's also made it washer and dryer usable for the individual person at home. You don't have to send it out to get dry cleaned or anything like that. It is allergen free. You're just going to love everything about this. And he will guarantee the pillow's effectiveness for 10 years. Call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
2468.